You didn't think we'd go all summer without having an extended period of hot weather, did you? Mother Nature is finally deciding to be seasonally appropriate and sticking us with 6 consecutive predicted days of high temperatures of at least 90 degrees. Heat index values today and on Friday are expected to be near or above 100 degrees. In Greene County, where the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory, heat indices could be upwards of 105 degrees through this weekend. Jacksonville Fire Chief Rick Kluge gives us the always wise reminder to stay hydrated and drink plenty of fluids.
Usually, by the time you get overheated, it's too late to start putting water or fluids in your body. So you want to start that in advance before that even happens to you. If you get up and start drinking a bottle of water and have a bottle of water with you all the time, it's pretty smart to do that. There's different signs for heat exhaustion or heat stroke and things like that, and you don't want to get to the point where you're already in the heat stroke, where you're not even sweating anymore, and you're actually, you know, kind of clammy.
Kluge adds that if you have outside chores, make sure you do those during the early morning or evening hours when it's cooler.
Also, because of the heat and stuff, a lot of people try to stay inside. Not everybody has air conditioning. They might have a fan and stuff. So, you know, even though you're not outside, try to stay cool, stay out of direct contact with the sun.
The National Weather Service says we won't break the streak of highs in the 90s until next Wednesday, when it's only expected to get up to 88 degrees in Jacksonville. Officials say this will be the longest and most sustained period of heat for the entire summer.
Hi, this is Patrick Doyle. Is Mom hot? She is when the air conditioner isn't working. And Dad says when Mom's not happy, nobody's happy. Let Tom Doyle and the crew at Doyle Plumbing and Heating take care of your cooling needs this summer. Give them a call. Doyle Plumbing and Heating and Carrier, the oldest and most trusted name in heating and cooling in Jacksonville area.
One sentence was handed down in Morgan County Court this afternoon. 26-year-old Justin Bowen of the 300 block of Madison was sentenced to 4 years in the Department of Corrections and 90 days in jail for manufacturing and delivery of a controlled substance. In Morgan County, deputies made one arrest today. 67-year-old Gary Schleipler of the 1000 block of Center was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 12:15 for failure to appear for manufacturing and delivery of a controlled substance. Schleipler has been released on bond. A Root House alderman has resigned. Alderman Ralph Phillips submitted his resignation after last week's city council meeting, according to the Root House mayor, Tom Martin. Martin says Phillips resigned because he didn't like the way the city was being run and didn't believe he could serve the voters any longer. Martin notes that this is the second time Phillips has resigned from an aldermanic position, having previously quit when Jim Young was mayor. Martin says he has 60 days to fill the position. Phillips defeated Ward 2 incumbent Flo Bryant last year. His replacement will have 1 year remaining on the term. 1 year after an accident in Cass County took the lives of both their children, Joe and Holly O'Neill are sharing their story. Jordan Abudedu, with our reporting partners at WICS ABC News Channel 20, has this story.
August 17, 2013, a date that changed the O'Neill family forever. Despite the heartache, Joe and Holly O'Neill are remembering their children and how they impacted an entire community.
17-year-old Peyton O'Neill was driving home from a golf outing, his little sister, 15-year-old Zoe, in the car with him, their parents in a separate car behind them.
It was just an accident. He didn't see the traffic stopped in front of him. It spun his car into oncoming traffic. Our son Peyton was 17 and he was killed instantly, and our daughter 15, Zoe, was life-flighted to Springfield and she died at 6:42.
An unthinkable tragedy that for a year the O'Neills have been grappling with. It hasn't been easy, but Holly remembers the lesson she taught her kids, and that's helped her and Joe keep living.
I always told my kids that your true character shines through in the face of adversity, and I feel like if I don't live up to that same standard, I would be letting them down. So I feel like I've drawn my strength from what I tried to teach them and who I had hoped they would become, and so I feel like we're trying to live on for them.
The O'Neills hope others can learn to treasure life a little more and make sure to appreciate their loved ones while they're here.
I am fortunate that I can say I live with little regret in the parents I was or the children I raised. They were amazing people. They never could have doubted how much Joe and I loved them. We had a rule in our house that you couldn't leave without a hug and a kiss every time, and I love you because you just don't know when it's going to be the last time. And I'm so thankful for that.
A memorial is being held tonight to honor Zoe and Peyton at 8 p.m. Light Up the Night was started on Facebook by someone who didn't know the O'Neills, but was touched by their story. All those participating are asked to turn on their porch lights in remembrance of the siblings. A state commission will be studying more affordable alternatives to pay for college in Illinois. John Gregory has the report.
The Illinois Student Assistance Commission will study whether students could attend state universities and community colleges tuition-free and then repay the cost out of their salary after graduation. State Representative Jack Frank sponsored the now-signed legislation and admits money will be a factor.
Yeah, I'm certainly concerned about the course cost. That's why I didn't have it mandated. But what I'd like to do is perhaps put together a pilot program in some of our community colleges to see how it would work, because a community college tuition fees are much less than at the university.
Franks expects the commission to begin working on the study right away and have its recommendations ready in January. This is John Gregory.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
Some people prefer traditional funeral services, others prefer cremation. Some want an elaborate ceremony, others don't want one at all. Dawes Family Funeral Home offers all types of services because we know there are all types of people. At Dawes, we try to meet the needs of everyone, so stop by or give us a call today.
Dawes Family Funeral Homes, for families who care.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. Bernita J. Hammond, age 80, of Root House, died Tuesday at her residence. Bernita J. Hammond. Per her wishes, cremation rites have been accorded. There will be no services, and burial will be held at a later date. Upcoming services for Charlotte Jean Hull will be held at 10 a.m. Friday at Sager Funeral Home in Beardstown. Charlotte Jean Hull. Burial will be held at Arnsville North Cemetery. The family will meet friends from 5 to 7 p.m. today at the funeral home.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.